Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Be a man.
Experience!
Hey, who is me?
Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preacher.
Yep.
What do you call a true stories about making porn?
A cockumentary.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man. I'm a Ken Burns guy.
I'm with you on that. He is at the vanguard of pushing documentaries to this current level, I feel, don't you?
Yeah,
he
definitely.
He really brought them to the fore.
He's done it on every war, I think.
Brilliant.
Right? But I heard that he got fact-checked.
Oh, they all get fact-checked. I mean, nothing could be totally 100%.
You can't please all the people all the time.
No, I know. Even on the iPhone, they got, when you're doing the iMovie, Ken Burns effect.
Yep, the Ken Burns effect. Right? That's what I use.
Exactly.
That's how influential
he is.
What's it like, sepia tone?
Well, no.
Basically, it's the, because he was the guy that invented, well, not invented it, but he kind of perfected it and made it his style, was the taking pictures pictures and zooming, doing like the slow zoom in on pictures.
Panning across it.
Okay. So yeah, panning across. Yeah.
Brilliant, right?
Yep.
It gave life and movement to a still fucking picture.
Yeah.
It's like the Civil War one, right, with the pictures. Between the music, mm-hmm. the moving picture, and the fucking voiceover, you go, I'm fucking totally engaged. Yeah.
Because it does something to your brain,
right,
when you're looking at it. Like, if you see it's just a still picture, yeah. you're like, oh, it's a picture. But half of you, like, it kind of, like, tricks you into thinking yeah. that it's something
oh, yeah.
else by, like, moving, and it just,
fucking
like,
great.
Adds so much
how about some of the people they interview for his documentaries are, like, crying and getting into it?
Oh, yeah.
Then in Gettysburg.
Yeah, they're full of shit.
Yeah, you know.
Well, I mean, that's something to cry about. Like, most of the documentaries I watch now, you have fucking...
Yeah, but they act like they were there, and it was like their uncle who fought.
Yeah.
Probably great-great uncle.
And then the people poured into this country to go, what's Civil War? What are you talking about? Nobody cares.
But yeah, no, he had good ones. Vietnam, I think, World War II.
Oh, great.
One about
baseball.
It was awesome,
yeah.
right?
But the big movement nowadays, of course, I mean, there's a ton of documentary, a lot of great ones. The whole serial killer thing and all that shit like that.
Ah,
fuck.
It's huge.
I haven't really watched. I have a lot I've saved on Prime and Netflix. You know, you can add to your list.
You catch up.
I just can't get to them.
You got
to
watch Richard Ramirez, the fucking
Night Stalker.
When
I'm home, I'm watching sports or I watch a movie and I pass out on the couch. When I'm home, you know, it's not. Not a lot.
I don't watch any sports. I watch documentaries.
Yeah, that's all I watch.
I was in, New York City.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can hook the Netflix up to your TV. So I did that, and I started watching The Crown again. I was watching it with a girl like 2 or 3 years ago I was going out with, and she ended up watching the whole thing, and I ended up not catching up or whatever. And I just picked up where I left off. I finished with the first season.
Yeah, no, I'm into fucking killers.
Yeah, there's so many of them,
I
too.
Love killers.
Like, all of the classics. Fucking the Ted Bundy tapes.
Yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Superstar Dahmer. These are top of the game, these guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Night Stalker, like you said, that was one of my favorite ones.
That was fucking legitimately fucking spooky, right?
Oh, yeah.
Some of them you go, I'm not a little spooked like Ted Bundy, whatever. Yeah. That couldn't happen, but the Night Stalker. He was fucking a scary
guy. How about Son of Sam? They do one on him?
He's a pussy. Yeah. Yeah, he only fucking
did
shot a few.
Did he work in the post office?
Yeah, he did.
David Berkowitz. He said he's sorry and he found God. He wants to be released. Would you let him out?
Yeah, and then kill him.
Then there was even a documentary saying maybe he ain't the only guy. You see that one?
Yeah, exactly.
He's not even fucking the Son of Sam now.
No.
Son of Sam ain't the Son of Sam anymore.
Yeah, there was Sons of Sam.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Yeah,
it's like they haven't got to the bottom of it, but like a lot of it seems like it's like hearsay
and stuff.
Yeah, they threw it out.
Like the Boston Strangler, man, he said he wasn't the only Boston Strangler.
Yeah, yeah.
A few guys in on it.
I watched the one on Bruno Sammartino the other night.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I didn't watch that one yet.
It was fucking great.
You know what's it's coming out in a couple of weeks, Sergeant Slaughter.
Oh, really?
Ooh. I'm fucking pumped about
that.
Is
he still working? He was working. After he stopped wrestling, he was like working in the back. He was like the guy that arranged travel or something. He was working for the company.
Yeah, but he was also doing G.I. Joe. He was a huge part.
Oh, yeah, in the movies, yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember when he was done wrestling, he was still involved in the company, like as a, not a roadie, but step up.
For them to make a documentary, like Bruno is a positive figure overall, but those guys like that, you know, there's a dark episode, like Jake the Snake, people that get fucking dark. Yeah. You know what I mean? They go, let's hear it. Come on, let's get to the fucking bad
Jake,
part.
I saw the Jake the Snake. He was like wrestling on someone's backyard at the end, right? Right? Yeah,
I mean, you want them to, I mean, I hate to say it, you want them to have a fucking tragic ending and then redemption a little bit, right?
Yeah.
That's what makes it.
Yeah, and like that's it seems like fucking most documentaries that you watch,
right?
It's like once you get into the part where there's like a half an hour left, you know it's all just going to be sad and tragic. So it's like once you get
building up, I can't stand like the NBC. I believe they like drag it out about someone's going out with someone, they murder somebody. And they
then after the commercial, they almost repeat a portion of it again. Yeah, you go, we've seen this already.
For like
every
2 hours. I can't watch those.
Like,
that drives me crazy.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, that's like the
Dateline
shit that...
And all that.
Yeah, Dateline.
That's all the shit that the broads watch. And the,
they love
like
it.
Like the Discovery ID. Like, all just murder.
Fucking
broads
love it. Yeah. They love it because they're all victims because of men. About everything.
Yeah.
Relationships, what they eat, what they wear. It's our fault.
They're huge on that fucking subject. They love that shit.
It is.
I only like the hardcore documentary, like those investigative series.
Yeah, I'm not into them now.
I want the good stuff.
Yeah, I want the victims fucking like crying and sad and fucking like I want like the whole thing.
The Robert Durst one, Jinx, you saw that. You see that one? That was fucking great.
I didn't see that, no.
He caught himself. He goes, kill them all. He had the microphone on.
Yeah.
The fucking boob. We taking a piss.
And he basically got fucking arrested because of that fucking documentary.
Right.
Because of that fucking scene.
The guy was worth fucking millions.
And then fucking like update to the story. I didn't know this until the other day. He died from COVID. He's dead.
Yeah. He died. Yeah.
Yeah. He died in the can
from
COVID.
How about the first 48? That's still around, right?
That's a population.
That's pretty good. I watched that
before. They got some good ones.
That was they didn't drag it on.
Right.
Not like the Dateline one.
They use the fucking Ken Burns effect to show the couple.
Oh,
this was done before they got on the cruise.
Yeah.
Melanie disappeared halfway through. Fucking Bill was found with a fucking hooker.
Yeah, more zoom into the fucking Halloween picture of them fucking wearing costumes.
Yeah, they'll keep going back to it like fucking 80 times in the show. Okay, this is the fucking prom picture. We see.
How about, did you guys ever see The Confession Killer?
I don't know if I did.
No.
So there was like this string of serial murderers, and this guy basically came out and said that he was the one that did it, and he didn't do it. And fucking, there was probably, I think, like 25 murders that he confessed to, and he went to the cops, like, to the location and was like, oh, yeah, the person was killed over there. And he, like, built his own case to stay ahead of it so he'd be convincing. He was known as, like, the fucking, like, number one police, like, fucking, like, cooperator fucking of all time.
So he knew where someone was killed, and he said, right, and said, killed him here.
Yep,
killed him here. That's kind of a fetish.
Yeah, that's like a sick fucking fuck.
Crazy, man.
Oh, yeah. He ended up dying in the can.
These fucking documentaries, the fact that they're able to put so much of it together with the information on the people, you go, I can't believe they got all this fucking
info. Well, they can just pull everything up on the internet.
Right.
You and me could do documentaries.
Oh, totally.
I mean, just pulled up on the internet.
And
they'll
interview the
it.
Fucking neighbor with no, you know, fucking back, the fucked up guy next door. Well, you know.
So much info.
And they get all those fucking people.
Oh, yeah.
But like Durst was killing people and getting away with it.
Yeah, no shit. Until he did the goddamn TV show.
You see the one in court? He got cleared of fucking murder. They maybe charged him lightly with a defamation of a corpse.
Yeah.
They go, well, you're innocent of the murder, but the way you move that corpse, 6 months probation.
Was that a fetish? Banging a corpse?
Yeah, that's necrophilia.
That was on the list.
Yeah, I don't think he banged the corpse, though, did he?
No. No, but
I think he fucking killed a guy and dragged him out to the fucking wherever the fuck he dragged him. It was his neighbor.
Yep.
Wasn't it New Orleans? Or someplace
yeah,
like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it was in the South.
The guy took him in and rented him the fucking apartment. 3 months later, he fucking killed him. Sucky fucking neighbor.
But, like, all of these documentaries kind of got ushered in with the big one was the Making a Murderer.
The
Stephen Avery case.
Yeah. And they had even a follow-up season, and they went him.
Yeah.
I lost interest in him.
Well, because the case is still fucking pending, right. And it's probably going to be, like, him and the other guy, the slow kid, the Brendan Dassey, they're probably both going to end up dying in the can. That's just absolutely. Never going to get solved.
How about the fucking broad that made the good pizza guy wear a fucking bomb around his neck?
Oh, yeah, the fucking evil genius.
What's that on?
That's on Netflix.
Netflix, Jesus.
Yeah,
I mean, how the fuck you get a guy to do that? You can't be too bright.
And the broad was ugly. She looked like...
Guy must have liked her or something.
She looked like the broad from fucking Throw Mama from the Train.
Hideous.
And she convinced the guy, I guess she was fucking beefing him on the sidebar.
Right.
And fucking convinced the guy to do a bank job with a fucking shitty dynamite vest. And fucking he walked in and he was calm and he was just acting like it was a regular day and he was nice and cordial to the fucking people at the bank. And then fucking he ended up fucking like there was a Mexican standoff by a Walmart and the fucking thing blew up and he fucking he blew up in front of like fucking like people.
Kids and shit. She prayed on a simpleton. Doesn't she talk in that show?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. She talks like a big fucking deal, right?
She's a fucking maniac.
She's not sorry.
No.
she feels she didn't do anything wrong.
I'll have to catch up on some of these.
Although they're great. But the fucking proliferation of these documentaries is mind-blowing. Of course, Hitler should get his own fucking channel nonstop.
He's going to be the number one most documentaried person of all time.
Biggest TV star in history.
There's a ton of World War II documentaries out there.
Fucking Hitler, the early years. Hitler's men. Yeah. Hitler's lair. Hitler's last stand. Hitler. It's fucking all day, every day. The Hitler channel.
It's amazing how many of these, like, well, because really there was so many stories and there was so many different sides of the stories, like, when it comes to, the war. But, like, there's literally fucking hundreds and hundreds, and they still keep coming out every couple of months.
Nonstop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Non-fucking-stop. How about the Jordan documentary?
Haven't seen it yet.
That's fucking great.
That was one of the best ones.
The Tiger Woods one is on HBO.
That's a good one.
Is that HBO?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen part one of it, and then I canceled HBO.
What's interesting about a documentary is you could literally watch one that you're totally not interested in the guy prior to that.
Yeah.
Like, say some guy who does fucking electronic music or whatever. You go, well, I'm not into it.
Yeah.
But I want to hear his life story. You go, huh? What's that all about? I do that.
I do that all the time.
I love Elvis documentaries, Frank Sinatra, Dino. Yeah. Right? Music ones.
Yeah. Even though they're a rehash, it's okay.
Yeah.
Just vary it up a little bit and I'll watch it.
It's like a lot of the good music ones that they're doing now, they started doing like ones that like I thought it was a perfect one to do a documentary on. They did a Milli Vanilli one.
Oh yeah. Nice tragic ending.
Very tragic. Right. I didn't know that the fucking guy killed himself.
Oh yeah.
One of them killed himself. Yeah.
I don't know if it was Milli or Vanilli.
That's right. But for $1 million, who would really know? I don't even fucking know.
But I mean, like, honestly, like, fucking, like, you feel so bad for those guys. They were just, like, fucking, like, upbeat, nice guys, and they just wanted to make it, and they got fucked over by the fucking record label, basically.
Yeah. But still, to off yourself is, like, fucking weak and extreme.
Yeah, I know.
You gotta be fucked up. I mean, we've all taken it up the ass. I'm not gonna fucking off myself. No. Over some fucking asshole, right?
Just go on and be miserable.
But it was crazy that they fucking...
Suffer in silence.
They did a show where the lip syncing, like where it was coming from, like off stage, it fucked up and fucking like they're singing the song and the thing goes, girl, you know, it's girl, you know, it's girl. And you see them. Yeah. They both fucking beeline. They both the like 80 yard dash off of the fucking sideline. And then everyone's like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah, they must have had a plan B in case something like that happened.
No, they stopped and they ran. And the show canceled, and this was before the fucking internet.
Right.
So fucking, they came out with the album, and it fucking went huge. It sold 42 million copies right. worldwide.
The big fucking brief run they had. With
it's like
whole
if
thing.
That happened during the internet, they never right? would have fucking. No. They never would have no. fucking been no. huge.
It's too bad they didn't go on the con and say, "So what?" That's right. We fucking lip sync, but they went the other way. They got all fucked up.
Oh yeah, they got all defensive.
So yeah, big deal. We made the money. Fuck off. You don't like it? Screw.
Yeah.
But they go, "Oh no, I'm disgraced. I got to kill myself."
But it's like I agree with you. There's like, I mean, I'm not the biggest sports guy, but I definitely watch a lot of sports documentaries. Yeah,
I'll watch sports documentaries.
I watch them all the time. The fucking
yeah, sports documentaries are the best.
Willie Mays is a good one I saw recently.
Yeah,
I saw
it. That's fucking on my good list. One. Excellent. There's a Yogi Berra one too.
Yogi
right?
Berra A plus.
A fucking plus. Yeah. That was
Yogi
a good one.
Yogi Berra as good as he was great. His fucking stats as a catcher unbeatable.
Yeah.
The top.
No, it's great.
No, the battered man. Bastards of baseball. Did you see that?
No.
It was Kurt Russell's father.
Yes.
That
I
had
did
this
see
fucking,
that. He owned
this
team.
Yeah, he yeah, had yeah, this, yeah, like, yeah. this D-League fucking baseball
right.
team.
That
and,
was
like, fucking
fascinating.
That was awesome.
Was Kurt Russell's dad was yeah. a ball player?
Yep.
From Maine?
He
lived in, they're from Maine, I think, right?
Yeah, I think it actually took place. I thought it was in like fucking like Kansas or something yeah. like that.
So it was on the father?
He owned like a yeah. fucking
really?
Shitty baseball team.
Oh,
some,
really?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm watching
league.
The one about the old Chicago White Sox with Bill Veeck.
Yeah.
You see that one?
Baseball's got great documentaries. Yeah. You know what I mean? It really
but
does.
But it's kind of like a pot documentary, and then they have like somebody playing Bill Veeck.
Oh, like a recreation?
Yeah, it's...
With the fucking peg leg and everything? He had the peg leg before they got the fancy new legs. He had a leg like a fucking pirate with a fucking stump yeah. of wood. Fucking hobbling down the fucking hallway. Have a suit on, right? And that part of the fucking pants was fucking cut off at the knee. He wanted to show you his fucking full peg leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck? He didn't want to hide it like that. The pants
yeah,
go all the
like
way down.
Nowadays, they got to make him run.
Right, like fucking Blade Runner.
Yeah.
See, they let that prick out, Oscar Pistorius.
Oh, yeah.
Blade Runner, come out. He's fucking, they say he was 250 and a chain smoker. For real.
Yeah, you know what they say. Roses are red, violets are glorious. Don't ever surprise Oscar Pistorius.
Yeah, he tried to get off when he shot through the fucking doorway. No, see, I thought it was a fucking burglar. Wouldn't everybody say that?
Oh, yeah.
You shoot your wife? I did, but I thought she was a burglar. Oh, you thought she was a okay. How about that chick? She killed a fucking guy on a pot psychosis. They let her go.
Oh, yeah.
That just happened, right? A couple days
yeah.
ago?
Yeah.
Off the hook.
No shit.
She went into a pot fucking, because they say you could have a psychosis with even this gummies or whatever.
Yep.
That you could snap, fucking kill somebody, do something crazy. So this broad killed her partner, whatever, somebody. Went to court, not guilty.
Really?
That was the pot. She's normal again.
Crying of passion.
Do you believe it? I don't believe
no,
it.
No, I don't believe
I
it.
I don't believe it.
Be a man. Experience!
But there was like so many classics. Like fucking, did you guys watch Pumping Iron? Like,
yes.
I've never seen that. Oh, that yeah. was like that was like a movie.
It's
kind of right?
gay.
Yeah, yeah.
But that, that was like a lot of gay in that world.
That was like a that was like a, an actual movie, right?
Yeah.
Years ago, before
you made bump it. You up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I never saw it.
You know, as rugged and as cool as Arnold is, I don't know, those early bodybuilding days, you documented we rub oil on each other.
Yeah.
Great documentary right there. You see that one?
That was a good one.
And I go, wait a minute, this is a little fucking gay.
Yeah, it's just that world. Mm. That world is extremely gay. You're
Isn't
surrounded
it?
By fucking naked dudes. You're all they're all fucking oiling
with
each other.
With a banana hammock. You're fucking banana showing. Rubbing oil on each other.
Yeah.
So he confesses to it. You know, I heard years ago, I mean, I love Arnold, whatever, but, you know, I heard some things years ago about him. Dabbled.
Yeah. I'm yeah. sure. I'm oh. sure at some point.
Dabbled.
I think they all think it's
lived
okay.
Lived at David Geffen's house, something like that.
Yeah. I think a lot of them think it's acceptable. Right?
And just, hey, man, just, roll with the punches.
Yeah.
How about the mind of Aaron Hernandez? Must have
I
seen
know.
Oh, God.
I've seen your buddy Callahan's in that, isn't he?
Yeah.
You can see the nose hairs from the side because I remember.
That's right.
I remember yeah, they, people were calling up the show after and saying, we can see your fucking nose hairs.
That's gross. I know. Yeah. You'd think they would have the person, let's cut the fucking yeah. nose hairs.
And Minahan was on that too, I
yes.
think.
Yes. Yeah.
I think both of them. It was that woman, I forget the lawyer's name.
Yeah.
Who
I don't know.
And they went nuts on it and they kind of responsible for him dying.
They thought he thought he'd go around killing people and get away with it, but yeah, them playing the game on Sunday and having a great game.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, just think of all the stuff we know about he did.
No shit.
He was a bad guy. I know someone.
His whole life he was bad.
Who knows someone who was. I
After
forget,
the
what
father
was he
died.
In Walpole?
I believe so. Yeah.
Crockett,
yeah.
Wherever he was, he went in there and he fucking fought the toughest guy and fucking killed him. Like, beat the shit out of him. He went in there for. He ran the prison when he was in there.
I like him now again.
Yeah.
I fucking now look up to him.
Yeah. He went in there, he fought like the toughest guy and beat the shit out of him.
That's what I say about the people when I went to prison. Yeah. It's the same story I use. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was at Leavenworth. Are you saying that? Fought the toughest guy. I knew jujitsu.
That's a government prison.
Yeah, right. Leavenworth. Good name.
Yeah.
He did time in Leavenworth and Alcatraz. Ooh, come right in. Yeah. Right?
What do you guys think of Michael Moore?
I detest him.
I detest him, too, but you need people like that out there.
He's repulsive, but yeah. I will say this. In the early years, before we all became enlightened, I didn't think so negatively about him.
Yeah.
Like, for his first couple, I go, kind of down with what he's saying a little bit.
A little full of himself.
Yeah. He's been revealed as a fat fucking uber lip.
Was he in Charlton Heston's house? Didn't he get his... Did he weasel his way in Charlton Heston's house?
He's a sloppy...
Yeah, right? I think so.
Somehow he weaseled his way into Charlton Heston's house, and Charlton Heston, like, walked away from him.
Really?
Yeah, that was in Bowling for Columbine, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. It was about gun control
fat
and all
fuck.
That.
You know, and he's like a sloppy fat fuck. But he's sloppy.
I like people
gross.
Like that because...
So you can talk about them and say
yeah,
what
you can talk about them, but just keep people on their toes. Like,
well,
if they're for the right wing or left wing.
Yeah.
It's just, I like people like that. Mm. They're just fucking pains in the ass.
He's so outrageous to me. Like, I guess you need it so you can have a response to it.
Mm.
So someone like that with such extreme views, you go, you don't really fucking
but
think that.
But you don't hear too much about him anymore.
Not lately, no.
When's the last thing he did? It's
he's irrelevant.
Yeah.
He's finished. He had his fucking run.
Yeah.
Right? Fat fuck. He's lucky he got what he got.
Yeah, I think he did a Joan Baez documentary that comes out like in the next month.
I like
or two.
Joan Baez documentaries. I've seen a couple.
Okay, so and he's got one coming out.
And I'm aware of her. And, you know, I wasn't a huge fan of Joan Baez, but the Joan Baez story is fucking excellent. That's what I'm saying about these documentaries. Their stories are great.
Yeah, I watch all the music ones of people that I don't even like the fucking music, and they're great.
It's great to hear the backstories.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's why Behind the Music was good, because it was all dark.
Oh, yeah.
And then in the 70s, after their major hit, things would never be the same.
Woodstock,
so they go to commercial.
Woodstock always has good documentaries.
Oh, nonstop. Yeah.
The newest Woodstock, or the one back in 1969 or wherever it was.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them, on all of them. The one that went shithouse.
Yeah,
the original one.
The newest one was fucking great.
That was fucking
crazy.
Awesome.
Like, they literally burned that fucking place to the ground.
I pass on festivals. You won't catch me at any kind of festival like that.
No, never.
I fear being trampled.
Well, you got to stay in the outskirts.
Don't want any part of it. I need my own bathroom, latrine, whatever you want to call it, right? I'm not going to be a bunch of dirty fucking people in the field.
I used to go to, like, the Sunfest all the time down in West Palm Beach. I loved it.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, I mean... It was like one day I saw like Boston, like STP, Alice in Chains.
Nice.
I mean, they weren't the original singers, but I mean, I saw all these great bands. And one day I timed it right.
The one festival I'd like to go to would be a man, and we would attire ourselves like fucking the Road Warrior, Mad Max, the Burning Man.
Oh, yeah.
We go in with those fucking vehicles and that attire. Want to do that with me?
What's the Burning Man?
Oh, when they go nuts in the fucking desert. It's turned into a real fucking shit show, right?
Yeah, it's like...
Year by year, it gets fucking more serious and weird.
But what I found out is that, like, a lot of people, like, think that it's, like, a concert in the desert.
Right.
It's not. It's essentially just people that set up camps and set up tents. It's like a temporary kind of desert community.
It almost is like Mad Max shit.
It is. You it's live like that for a fucking week. You it's live like in the desert.
It's fucking wild. Now there's open sex, tattoos, fucking painted tits.
The tickets are big fucking money, too.
You fucking make money. Yeah. There's usually a couple of disasters per outing. People die. This happens. That happens. Whatever. It's all fucked up. It's 130 degrees. 10 people die in a fucking tent.
Yeah.
That's going to be the next documentary.
But you know something? I used to think I wanted to go, but I'm not man enough to go there.
Yeah,
I don't want to. I pass.
How about the people, the whole fire festival thing that Ooh. Went to the fucking, that oh. was, those documentaries, there was two of them.
That was
they
great.
Were unreal.
He's out of jail.
Yeah.
He's trying to do something else.
Yeah, he's trying to do a new thing.
They bounced right back, these people.
It's unbelievable. But like, are you familiar with the story at all, B-Man?
No.
So basically this guy, he got Ja Rule, who's a famous rapper.
Right.
And they said they were going to do this all-inclusive getaway concert to this island in the Bahamas. And that was formerly Pablo Escobar's private right. fucking island.
That's right.
So fucking that was like kind of like the mystique yeah. of it. And they were like big money tickets. And they said that everybody was going to have private bungalows
tents,
and all of the
tents shit.
And all this shit. And all the investors started fucking bagging out. All of the fucking like artists started pulling the plug. And he fucking went along with it. He didn't cancel it. So people paid for plane tickets and went. And they had like fucking like $20 fucking tents. If they were supposed to have private chefs,
fucking
they gave them like
up.
Cheese sandwiches.
No
like, there was no food. There was they had a shitty DJ and there was no fucking bands.
Yeah.
And fucking
tragic
like,
fucking people who paid for the whole thing being interviewed. And we left fucking, you know, Michigan all excited. We spent
how
all this
how much
fucking
did
they pay for it? A lot of fucking
like
money.
$3,000 or $4,000.
Here, oh, really? But we promised this. They show them all fucking wet. Their luggage is gone. No food. Totally fucking ruined.
The tent blew away in the fucking wind.
See, those the tents look like shit.
They look like FEMA tents.
Yeah, and while you're watching it, you go, you kind of like the guy in a way. You go, well, I think he's trying. He's not trying. What's it, right?
Yeah,
he had a little sympathy about him. I thought.
Yeah, kinda. Like he's like a go-getter guy, but like he's just like a scam guy. And he's gonna be doing it. Fucking. He did it before that with the yeah. He did it with a credit card. He had like a credit card thing that was like a titanium heavy credit card.
Don't you love a guy that's a committed fucking scammer? That's just in their DNA. They almost can't help themselves.
Yeah.
You go like five times in a row. He did prison time. You go in and out. They go, this is what I am. Yeah. I'm a criminal. I'm a scammer. Can't help it. How about this mini on Escobar? Speaking of like, you know, he's got a lot. He's no Hitler.
He's got tons.
But he's got a lot.
Yeah.
And he's got, in the series was really good too. The fucking
Excellent.
Narcos.
I see some of them about the cartels and shit. Fucking,
yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
But no one has the fucking name face recognition like fucking Escobar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they say there's been bigger dealers, but they're not as famous.
Yeah.
Because he fought the government. With fucking military, paramilitary unit, like literally fighting the fucking government, blew up an airplane.
The Stop at Nothing Lance Armstrong one. What a fuck up that guy.
Yeah, fuck him.
Lost Cheryl
Crow. How the fuck he survived brain cancer? Not many people do.
Yeah, no
he
shit.
He had ball cancer too, right?
Yeah, you went.
Yeah, not his, ball. He had ball and head cancer. Right?
You know what I say to people? I survived brain cancer.
It's
because
all the shit. It's because all the shit he was taking.
All the dope. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
he's a disgrace, that guy.
My brain cancer, I don't believe them.
Yeah, he's a disgrace.
Yeah, I see you're lying, you never had it. Yeah.
But I like that because he's like talking direct to camera. I'm a piece of shit.
Well, that's good.
I was a fucking doper. I fucking fooled America. And it's like, yeah, you are a piece of shit.
Which one is that on?
That's on Netflix.
But, you know, as far as doping and cheating, I'm all for it. Let anybody take whatever the fuck they want to take. What difference does it make? Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, it's
I don't care.
How exciting was the fucking was the home run race
with
between
Sammy Sosa?
Yeah. It's like if those guys come out as a giant fucking bicep, I don't give a shit. Knock that thing in the next fucking week.
Yeah, because like the pitches they were hitting against, they were all in shit too.
Yeah.
So it kind of evened it off.
The fuck's wrong with it? It's just like a vitamin, like a high-powered fucking vitamin.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Yeah, right.
that was crazy though. You had Sosa, Barnes, and Maguire breaking all records
out
like
of nowhere.
Same, yeah,
it's great. Fucking
crazy.
Give them some more. Let them take fucking heroin. I don't give a fuck what they take. How about the staircase? You think the guy flung his wife down the steps? I do.
Definitely.
I always think the guy's guilty.
Yeah.
You? I mean, they usually
90%
are.
Of the time. Yeah, yeah.
Did you see that one?
No.
And they made a drama about it too.
Yeah, I didn't watch it because
Colin
I knew the end.
Firth is the guy.
Yeah, Firth.
Just like him.
Yeah,
yeah,
he
I
does.
Love Colin. Great actor.
He's great.
Yeah.
So he plays the real guy, and he's fucking very much like him. So the documentary is like an 8-part. It's like what? Huge,
it's
right?
a long one.
Eight parts.
No, mm-hmm. I think it's like 13. Like they went over the threshold.
It's long, right? Yeah. And the deal is, did he throw the wife down the fucking steps or not?
Oh.
You know what I mean? And then, you know, you go back. Well, I think he did. Maybe he didn't. I don't know, you know.
Hotline.
Be a man hotline.
Yes.
24/7.
Leave a voicemail or send us a text.
Hotline.
Call anytime.
617-329-9505.
Call 24/7 with your sick fucking stories. We love it.
Hey, fellas. I got a crazy shit story for you. One time I was hanging out at a friend's place. A bunch of us were all hanging out, and there were some broads there, too. So when I felt a massive rumbling in my guts, I knew I was going to have to blow up a toilet. I tried to hold it, but decided to just give in to the inevitable. So I went to the upstairs bathroom because it was the farthest from the group of people. Anyway, I let out one of the most god-awful shits I've ever unloaded. I knew as I was dropping this deuce that it was going to be one of those massive Chipotle burrito-sized logs. So I finish unloading on this toilet and I get up, look back at my creation, and I see the largest turd I've ever seen in my life. I didn't even know my asshole could birth something that massive. Anyway, I decide to give it a flush and pray for the best. As I suspected, the water goes down and that massive turd is immovable. It doesn't even try to move or bend down the tube. I give it another flush. Nothing. I try pissing on the abomination to break it up. Nothing fucking happens.
Couldn't have done that.
I look around and there's not even a scrubby I can use to jackhammer it down. Now I'm panicking because I don't want to leave this massive shit in the toilet and have some broad come in after me and think I'm some kind of mutant. And then I look over to the shower that's right by the toilet and I notice it has one of those removable shower heads with the high power massage setting. So I take that shower head in my hand like I'm about to duel with that John Wayne. Be a man level shit. I turn the shower on full blast, and after about 45 seconds, the jet stream of hot steaming water demolishes the brick I left in the toilet. I then flush the remnants down and rejoin the party feeling 15 pounds lighter, ready to bang some broads. Use a shower head to break up a turd. Be a man.
Let's go, smart.
Unbelievable. Fucking brilliant.
Yeah, he rebounded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he rebounded.
That's some real MacGyver style fucking thinking there. Like, fucking, like, I wouldn't think of doing that in a million years. And that's probably the best way to get rid of a fucking hard turd.
Sandblast the fuck out.
Yeah, sandblast.
I probably would have just grabbed a bunch of toilet paper and threw it out the window.
Yeah, I would have thought window. I was thinking that when he was talking. I go, what would I do? I was thinking window.
You're walking outside, fucking a couple of fucking gobs of shit paper come fucking that bouncing on you.
How about that if he fucking did throw it out the window when he hit somebody, a party goer, in the fucking head? They go, you're not going to believe it.
I wonder,
just got hit in the head with a fucking piece of shit from the second floor of your house with my new dress on. Who did that? Oh, man. That's great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, when you get them big shits, it's really like, you know, you got to get rid of it, but you really do want to admire it for a while.
Yeah, it's a creation.
It is.
You can't believe you did it. You know, I was having shit troubles, I told you, and, you know, for a while. Anyway, any day I shit, now I'm thrilled. I'm all excited like an old man. I shit today, and the mail came early. It's a good day.
It's an Italian thing anyways.
It really is. So get this, where people don't shit on airplanes. There was even a story the other day why people are constipated on airplanes. I didn't read it because it doesn't even care.
Mm-hmm.
Where do I have to shit the other day? On the fucking airplane. I go in there, and I feel it's substantial. I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled going. I'm really going. But I don't hear any plop or nothing. I sat right on the fucking thing. I didn't care. I didn't wipe it, nothing. You know what I mean?
Nice.
I gotta go.
Let it rip.
I hear no plop. I'm like, wait a minute. I go like this. The whole thing was on the seat behind me. I could have easily had it all over my back and clothes. I go, where the fuck is it? And there it was, just sitting on the rim of the fucking toilet seat. I don't even know how it happened. You ever think your asshole goes like sideways or something? I don't know what happened.
Yeah, can you shit sideways?
Something happened here. I don't know why it didn't go down.
Different bowl.
I was thrown off.
Yeah.
But I remember walking back to my seat going, I'm fucking so happy I've shit today like that.
Yeah.
I would have left it there. I don't care.
Be a man. Experience!
There you have it, kiddos. We don't get our information from books like fucking nerds. We watch 5 minutes of a documentary and pretend like we know what the fuck we're talking about. That's how men do it. Never seek knowledge. Fake it till you make it. Be a man.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man Experience.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform.
Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.